Evening, boys.
Evening, Sally.
Welcome to The Chattin', your local podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Kirk.
I'm Mark.
And I'm the other Mark.
3 pints, Sally. And what are you having?
A Manhattan, please.
Cheers. I'll fetch him over.
Evening, boys.
Evening, Rob.
Evening, how are we doing?
All right. You all right?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Good week?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
fantastic.
You? Good.
I'm all right, yeah.
Good.
Brilliant. And we've got something different for you this week, guys. It's not the norm, really, for us to break the fourth wall, but we're breaking the fourth wall because we've got a special guest. Now, you'll know we've spoke about gladiators quite a lot in this podcast over the last few episodes. So yeah. Today, yeah. We have got the oldest contestant to be on Gladiators from Sheffield. It's Paul, and he's with us today.
Hey. Hello, Paul.
Right,
Paul.
Hi, guys.
How are you doing?
How are everybody?
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good. Good.
It's good.
Very
to
good.
See you.
And to see you guys.
Yeah, this is a treat.
Paul, when this whole thing came about, at what point did you decide, I want to be on Gladiators?
Well, bizarrely, I get asked this quite a few times, but I didn't know it was coming on. I was laid on my settee, 11:30, 12 o'clock at night, got a text from my niece, which rarely happens, and she sent me a link to Gladiators. I looked at it, thought, she's talking about here. I nearly put my phone down. I thought, she didn't send me anything, so I've got to look at it. I looked and then it said apply, and I thought, go on then. And I applied. That was it.
Just that spare of the moment thing?
It was literally, if she texts me or Facebook me, because I don't overly do Facebook, I do now. On a normal day, I probably would never have looked at it. It was just, I was on my own, flicking through social media, and it pinged, and I thought, it's unusual.
And how long ago was that, Paul, when she sent you?
She sent me that, that was probably before Christmas, not gone, the one before.
The previous one, so 2022?
Yeah.
Christmas,
wow. And had you, before this point, ever thought, I'd love to be on Gladiators?
No, you watch it as not a child, I'm of an age, I'm 58, yeah. So I wasn't a kid watching it, but it was a great game show. But time moves on. Yeah, so there's other game shows.
You almost forget about it. Yeah, you're talking about from the original, aren't you? From '80s.
So how old would you have been when the first Gladiators were on?
Oh, I won't even be able to tell you. How long ago was it?
30 years ago, isn't it?
Is it? 30 years ago.
And I'm 58.
Yeah, right, so you'd have been 28-ish.
Yeah, so you're just not. It's not even in my head.
No. Whereas for us... Or certainly us three.
Yeah, sorry, Mark.
We weren't going out. We weren't doing anything other than pretty much Saturday night. You were either staying and watching TV at your parents, going to one of your parents' friends where, you know, they might have got kids. But it was a pinnacle thing for us. Whereas, your age, Paul, when it came out first time, it wasn't such a big thing, was it?
No, and I was probably going out, so it wasn't like I was watching it every... Oh, I've got to sit down and watch Gladiators. At that age, I've got things to do. There's people to see, as they say.
So what? How long did you? You said you applied. You clicked on the link and you applied. So did you hear something back quite quick?
No.
Or was it a case of you'd sent it and then that's it? You forgot about it?
No, it's one of those things. As you apply for stuff, think you sort of get this in your head. If you don't hear anything in 4 to 5 weeks, you're not in. Because I've applied for Bear Grylls before.
All right.
Years before. Okay. And it said the same thing, if you don't hear anything, because you don't get in touch with everybody. So
you almost dismissed it and gone,
months went by.
As in, it's
and
done.
The strange story is, Christmas had come and gone, and I'm in the gym, and I'm pushing a prowler as part of a training session. And we're probably talking February, March, maybe. And my phone rings, and I always answer calls, and what happens is, somebody says, I can't remember the name exactly, so I'll use Kirsty. It's Kirsty from Hungry Bear. And I think, he's Hungry Bear.
Takeaway.
Yeah. But then they say, it's a split second, and they go, Gladiators. So I think, okay, are you free to talk? And I'm actually pushing a prowler, and I've got to be somewhere. So I say, actually, I'm in a meeting. Is it possible you could call me back? The next day she calls me back. We like what you've put. Do you want to come? We'd love to see you at a tryout. So I said, yeah, no problem. Says you can do Manchester, London, Glasgow, and maybe somewhere else. So I said, well, Manchester. So I picked a day, stayed at my other niece's, who's in Manchester, asked where it was. She said, it's 10 minutes from my house. Stayed there, got a taxi there. First one there, because I like to be early. nervous about what we're doing, but they've given us a little bit briefing, but not nervous in I'm fit, so I know I can hold my own, I assume.
Yeah.
Get there, there's nobody there. Speak to them on reception, they go to the toilet, come back. There's another guy there who goes to my gym, but he'd only said hello to me probably a month before. So otherwise, it was just a face.
Yeah.
And I said, I know you from Sheffield Gym. And he knew my brother better than me. So people started coming in. I know what they look for, being an age. They want a personality. Mm. They want a bit of everything.
Yeah.
So I'm, hey, mate, you all right when they walk in? How you love where you're from when they walk in? And everybody else, you can see they're nervous, they're a little bit.
Yeah.
So I think I've got one shot. I'm 57 years old.
He's not coming again.
I don't have what they've got time.
Yeah.
So I think silly or not, I've got to be remembered.
Were tryouts all like character based, or were they like an emulation at Gladiator set?
No, we just turned up, and what we did, one of them was cling and snatch,
right,
which you do in a gym. One was throwing a medicine ball, one was the rower and a slalom run, one was a 400 metre run. So there were, for somebody that goes to the gym, it can be pretty straightforward. It's how good you are, but personality makes a difference.
Yeah.
Because you can be bad, but a great personality.
Yeah.
Not that I was bad, but...
No, yeah. But so it's TV at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's pantomime, so I'm trying to do the talking bit, as you can tell.
Yeah,
I don't struggle with. The fitness side I'm okay with, it's how it comes across. So I think just be me.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a job, so I lose nothing.
Listen, you've got Marco confused. He's still trying to work out what a prowler is. he thinks you're pushing a bloke in a coat.
Listen, bro, I was just going to run with that and then ask Paul off camera.
It's a bit like a shopping trolley, but with weights.
That's what
it's got no wheels on it. You've got to push it.
I see, when you first said it's a shopping, I'm going, I can do that. And then you went, then you said it's got no wheels. I'm going, no, I can't do that.
Tesco.
And you look a bit strange with your prowler out on the street.
Yeah. So were there a lot of people at these tryouts then? Are you talking hundreds or more?
Well, there were 20 men, 20 women, but they'd been doing them for a few weeks every weekend.
Right.
In London, Scotland. So 15,000 people applied.
Right. Wow.
So when I get the call, I think 15,000 people, they've seen something without seeing me.
Yeah. So can I just ask, so when you went to Manchester and did this, how long was it after, or did they tell you on the day?
No, they say it might be a couple of months.
Oh, okay.
You're going to work it out over a few weeks. So you go home.
So it's a waiting game again.
Yeah. But you sort of, I got a sense, I'm quite a confident guy that, and I'm a realist. I know what I was shit at.
Yeah.
And I know what I was good at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what I was good at, I was good at.
Okay.
What I was shit at, which weren't much, I was shit at.
Yeah. Okay.
So there were things that I thought I'd be good at that I wasn't. For instance, you threw a medicine ball and you literally had it here and threw it. Mm. So I'm holding my chest, you throw it, but it's heavy and I was shit at it.
Yeah.
Then you had a standing jump, but if you twitched and moved and wobbled, it would have no jump and you only got three. So I tried to jump, and I can jump. These guys were different level. They were like, I was like that.
Trying to see him in the distance.
And then in the end, you wobbled, so you think, you need a safe jump just to score. So you just go like that and you're in. Snatch, very good at. Burpees, unbelievable at.
Right.
Rower, I'm good at, but I go wrong in the slalom after the rower. But they let me do it again.
Right. Oh, okay.
Because I was pretty quick, I think.
Yeah.
There's a few other bits I was good at, and I was a team player. I think that was my biggest attribute. I thought, if I don't help people along, then they might look and think, well, he's a bit for himself here. As much as that's what you're supposed to do, I sort of worked out, everybody's watching you.
Yeah,
They've got to work with you as well, though, haven't they? I mean, they've got a production to make. They've got a TV show to make.
Yeah.
So I suppose, like you said earlier, Paul, that they're looking for so many different things. They're looking for someone with a bit of personality. Yeah. They're looking for someone, you know, that they can work with.
Yeah.
That's not going to be, you know, throw the teddies out at pram or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Someone got a bit of character. Were they filming anything? Like a screen tester?
There was a guy with a camera that were filming.
Yeah.
But it was more that they can look at and pin you up they do on these programmes. Going back to the guy who I met, who I knew from the gym, I didn't know him, but I know who he was. He didn't get through. He was a man mountain. But he was so quiet.
Yeah.
It was unreal, and I thought, and I know his family. When I got back, and I said, he was just too quiet.
Yeah.
He was just...
He's not entertaining enough to, for TV.
Were there many people your sort of age there? Or did you stand out as a...
And the funny story is, nobody knew my age. The people I applied to probably weren't at the Gladiators.
Yeah.
And there was a lady there I got on with, I can't remember her name, Scottish lady, lovely lady. We flirted and da-da-da. Bear in mind, she wasn't for me, but it's, again, playing that character.
Bit of banter, yeah.
And then it was right at the finish, she came down and she said, I need to have what you're having. And I didn't know what she was talking about. And I went, what do you mean? She went, I've just been told your age. But how are we, everybody, the lads? Yeah. And I went, oh, right, okay, yeah. So it's just the way it is, keep fit. So one of the lads went, what's she talking about? And I went, well, I'm not your age, basically. So I said, I'm 57. And he went, we thought we were older than you.
Wow.
Really?
So wow. I just said, what do you mean, wow?
Yes, you look very young, Paul. Very young. Younger than me.
Paul, you do realise that Mark sat next to you. He's only a few years younger than you.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm,
really?
Yeah.
I'm 54.
Yeah.
But thanks for the compliment, Paul.
You're waiting for next season, aren't you?
So it was a shock for everybody. But it was what it was, and then there were one guy there as we were leaving from Leeds, and he said, you'll get through. He says, because you talk, and you've got... And in truth, I wasn't sure he'd get through. Fast forward till you get the call. He asked me to do some things, as many pull-ups as you can in a minute, but record it. That's when I got home at the gym. And then held onto a bar, dangling, for as long as you can. And I did 21 pull-ups. And I'm gone for 2:09.
Wow.
Yeah. Some good going.
There'd have been somebody underneath me lifting me up and down.
Yeah, man, holding your legs.
Fake video.
And the guy from Leeds who said I'd get through, he got through.
Oh, fab.
Brilliant. So what was the time scale then from doing all that, all the preparation and all the auditions, if you like, to actually getting the call, you're in, and then the recording?
My audition was April. And bearing in mind, I applied before the Christmas.
Yeah. So this is April of last year, yeah?
2023, yeah.
2023, yeah.
My heat was the 10th of June, and I was the last heat.
So the one thing I've always wondered is, when you see on TV, you see this apparatus set up, obviously there's big pieces of equipment to set up, isn't there? I presumed that they'd, let's say the one where they swing from the rings, what's that one called?
Hang tough.
So... in order to get Hang Tough set up, I imagine they'd set it up, and then anybody that would do that
activity
in the episode would compete in that moment whilst they'd got that set up.
No.
So they literally kept taking it up and putting it back down.
Yeah, and that was one of the things. It was great experience, but you had a lot of downtime.
Right.
We had 3 days of training, so you're there at 9, you may be leaving at 7. At night,
right.
Because there's 20 people, there's spares, let's say, in case people get injured, and you've got to, unless you're a gymnast, you don't use none of this equipment in a gym. You don't do the edge, you don't do the circle, you don't know any of it, really.
Yeah.
So you've got 3 days of training, but you can't train every machine in the same day, because there's the eliminator circuit.
Yeah.
It's probably a couple hours to put up.
Yeah.
So we did that on the very, very last day, and you don't get 3 hours at it.
No.
Because you've got other stuff to do with the wall, and you have more than one go on the wall.
And did you know what you were going to be put up against?
No. I think there's 10 exercises, 10
games,
events. But you only get 5. But when you first go, me being naive, you think, okay, I'm not good at that. I'm shit at that. but it's one of them, because I've rock climbed years ago. You'd think I never rock climbed, but I'd rock climbed years ago. But somebody's chasing you.
Yeah.
The biggest thing for me with it was I never use my age as an excuse. I train with younger kids, and I'm fit, and I run, and I box, I do yoga, I play squash. But when you get there, you see they're not young ones that are just at a gym. The young ones that like me, they're hungry for it.
Yeah.
Bit
of 20.
Yeah.
Yeah. And hungry for it.
Yeah. So I'm hungry for it, but 57. And my legs are 57. So you like get to the edge and you get a bit of practice with it. And I'm on with a kid, and he just runs, and it's 30 foot in the air, and there's no harness, there's a net, but no harness, and he just runs at 100 mile an hour, and I'm tiptoeing on it because it moves. Oh, yeah. It's got a slide. So I can't get a run because I don't want to set off and fall off. And I'm thinking, you get. Because he's just running and he's not stopping, but he's there for him. So I'm like, I'm walking it just to get used to it.
Yeah.
That was the only practice I had on it. But I don't know if I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
The rings, I'm not great at, because the gladiator gets you, he can wrap his legs around you and pull you down. And it's the height
stone,
thing.
20 stone of muscle hanging off.
Yeah, it's the height thing. Because I'm not scared of heights, but when you're up there and you're looking down, you sort of think...
Well, it's a different kettle of fish, that
this
net.
This is not good.
Yeah.
And there's a net.
Yeah, I can get that.
But you're just not...
So was that practice, was all that at the arena then?
Was all everything
that
was there,
so you
yeah.
Went, you, so you went to the arena...
We were there for 3 days.
You did 3 days practice. And so then was it scheduled in... So you did your 3 days with the training and then recorded your heat?
No.
Or did you come away and then have to go back?
You had to go back.
Right.
So you went back, did 3 days training, if I remember it right. Then I went back to work.
Right.
You just carried on as normal, life.
Now, how long until you actually recorded your...
They were probably, I can't think of the dates when I tried it, when we did the training. I was the last heat, so I could have been maybe 6 weeks, I guess.
Wow.
Right.
Because you're just working.
Yeah.
Mm. Maybe a bit less, because they were filming them maybe daily, but I was the... So maybe 2 weeks, maybe. I may have got that wrong.
I find it really strange that they wouldn't tell you what your game was going to be, so that you could just hone in and practice on that a little bit.
That's why they don't tell you.
Yeah.
Because you're going to book time off work, and all you're going to do is do this.
And get an advantage. Yeah.
We never saw the gladiators. When we left, they came in.
Right.
I never saw any of them. Right. And most people didn't. And then it's the event happens,
and you meet them,
and you sort of see them.
Okay.
So that's and the first time. Sorry, Mark, go on.
Yeah, so obviously you're good at gym and you're working out, and you've probably seen these blokes that are man mountains on a daily basis. But when you walk in there and you see these step out and you know you're going one-on-one, your back end must have been like, oh, here we go.
Well, the thing is, again, in fact, we did see them because you saw them on TV as they got revealed.
Yeah.
They were revealing them on Good Morning.
Yeah.
Mm. So you look at him and you think, he's big. But then you think, but can he run?
Yeah.
Because you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Can he run? Has he got the stamina? I found out they all have, and they all can run.
One's an Olympic runner, isn't he?
Yeah. They were all great guys, but they were there to win.
I'd have said they were there to win.
We had fun with them. They were all good guys. There was none of them that were bad.
So first time you met them then was when you went to record your heat?
Yeah.
And is there like a meet and greet, or is it a case of you only see the ones that you're up against? Or?
They're all, for instance, we're in a changing room, but the gladiator's in another room, but you see them passing. Mm. And then you go in, and you get this, you know, you can say hello, this. And they're all friendly. You realise it's a game.
Yeah.
It is about the winning, but it's... I can say this now, man. It's about the taking part.
Yeah.
You never know, Blaze. It's about the winning.
Yeah.
But it was... So, yeah, I would encourage anybody to do it for the experience. But I sort of... My life sort of goes with great experience, move on.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because it's just what life is, isn't it?
Absolutely is. I have got a question specifically about one of... Because obviously you said they're all nice and approachable and stuff, but that Viper, obviously, he's a character, proper character. I know some of them play a little bit bad boy, but he's like proper... He's almost like the new Wolf, isn't he?
Yeah.
Does he stay in that character whilst you're off camera? You know, to like increase that intensity?
To be fair, I never really met him. There were a couple who I'd seen him, but they were a bit quiet a bit. So I've never heard him speak.
Right.
But I didn't have much contact with him. Yeah. Giant was great.
He is a man mountain, isn't
he? Yeah. He is.
And he wasn't the tallest. He just looks the tallest.
Wow.
Right. Because he's so big. He was 6'5", somebody's 6'6". I'm no good with names, but Legend was all right. He loved himself, but I think he played that part.
Yeah,
He probably does.
Yeah.
He, the Olympic runner was great. There was...
So one of them can jump 3 metres from a stand, can't they?
There was a guy who I was on the... Duel with. Is it Steel?
Steele.
Lovely guy. Yeah. They were all nice. I couldn't say anything bad about them.
Yeah.
But some of them I never really interacted with because they were just quiet.
With the games that you played, was there any that you would have preferred? Like the games that you played, I think you played the Ring.
Yeah.
You played the Ring, you played Edge, you played Jewel, and the Wall.
Yeah.
I can't remember the
fifth one. In hindsight, I wanted the Ring.
Yeah.
Because I'm quick.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted, I can't think what the other one were called now, but it was where they put the ball into the, I like the Ring, but you put it into the, into the sort of bins.
What is that called?
Powerball.
Powerball.
But they're probably not going to give you two of the similar.
Yeah.
I didn't want the Rings.
Right, yeah.
I just didn't want them at all.
Yeah. It'd have been my favourite then.
Oh, no.
I'd have a proper go on the Edge. I'd have been able to run it.
Yeah.
I probably would have been happy with it. The young ones going up the wall, I watched them go up the wall because you got plenty of time on the wall to climb it, to be fair. But there were some guys that were just, you'd look down and they were gone. They were so quick.
Yeah.
Where I could get up it, but
not at a rate. Yeah.
I mean, one of the guys, Finn, in training, he were doing it without using his legs. Just going like that.
Yeah.
Wow. I suppose thing is as well, when you've got that not quite fear, but that intense thought that someone's chasing you, there's a panic then, isn't there? So even if you have got a game plan, it all goes out of it because you're like, it's just panic.
And I said to people, me being, not that it's about age, I entered it, I know my age, and it is what it is, I don't have a complaint. And I'm not saying me at 20, I would have won. But there was no fear at 20.
Yeah.
25.
Yeah.
You ran across roads without looking.
Yeah.
You just did.
Yeah.
You just did what you did.
It's a different thought process.
It's a different thought process.
You start to grow into and understand your mortality, don't you, as you get older?
Yeah. So, but yeah, I enjoyed it. It was good.
How was the atmosphere? Because obviously it's a lot of people, isn't it? And you know, when you step out and it's a full arena, how did that feel?
The crowd were absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it helps that he was in Sheffield, didn't it?
Yeah, so, you feel like a rock star.
Yeah.
Because they want to high five you.
Yeah, of course.
Win, lose, or draw, they're high fiving you, they're shouting you.
Yeah, they're
like,
chanting your name,
What's going on?
Def Leppard.
Yeah.
and then the bizarre thing, it sort of finishes and you go, and then obviously it airs.
Yeah.
And I'm out and I play squash and I'm sat down and there's a lady and her husband, but I don't know him. And they've got two kids with him and he's got a Sheffield United shirt on. And I say to him, oh, it's a good time to wear this shirt. They just won. So he says, oh, yeah. And then she went, were you on TV? And this is, my heat was on the Saturday and I've gone to play squash the Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
I says, why would you recognise me? I'm just a guy that's at squash. They watched it. I then go to gym, JD, and I go to the Aldi. In fact, I go to the laundrette and a young girl comes up to me and waits there and says, I've got to ask you something. This is on the same day, the same Sunday. So when she says it to me, because the woman recognised me, I knew what she was going to say. So I said, she says, can I ask you something for somebody else? So I said, yeah, but it is me. Because I knew it was one of them.
Yeah.
And then I went to the Aldi about 4 days later and I met self-serve, the one in Rotherham. And the kid shouts, is that Ball? And I'm in Aldi. Everybody stopped in Aldi.
Yeah, thinking who's
and, I'm in my scruffs. And you don't really know what to do. And he went, he's famous, him. He shouted it in Aldi. And I get served and I walked out with him. Right nice kid. Yeah. And then he says to me, but how did you do? I says, what do you mean how did you do? You just said you watched it. He says, I switched it off, I didn't finish it.
The fickle life of fame, Paul.
Well, I'm not telling you. It says you want to get home and put it back on.
So, Paul, do you, overall, when you, the whole thing, would you say it was harder than you expected it to be?
Hard's probably not the right word. It was just, a lot of it was out of my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that it was a struggle to do it. It was just looking down. It's not necessarily hard. It's just the fear of, I don't want to get clattered. And to be fair, he smashed me. I thought I'd broke my ribs. Legend.
On the edge.
I wouldn't ask you about it. When you hit that, and you hit it with your head, don't you? Then you sort of bounce back.
It weren't even that. A couple of things have happened to me in my life where something serious happens and I remember it in slow motion. I remember it as it happening. Yeah. And what happened on this one, he hit me, and it felt like I was going through the air for 5 minutes. My eyes were open, and I could see the red bollard. Oh. But they tell you, if you can grab onto something and stay on, you can carry on.
Right.
But when he's hit me, I've just felt...
Ooh, in your chest.
Right. But I can just see this bollard. It's like it's at that wall, thinking I can grab onto it. And when I hit it, it...
Oh.
And I've gone. And he's realised, because as he's come down, he's said, oh, you're all right, I didn't hit you too hard. But you can't say, yes, you did.
Yeah.
So I went, no, mate, it's all right, it's just part of the game. And I was thinking,
The bravado,
you were weeing your water when you're not looking.
Yeah. So it wasn't easy, but it wasn't where you were, it's hard, I'd never do it again. It was just out of my comfort zone. Yeah.
So I suppose that is probably a question that I've got for you that I was going to ask you. Would you do it again? Obviously, you've been on, you've done it, you know.
Yeah, definitely would.
Would. If they came to you tomorrow and said, you know what, Paul, we want some previous contestants on, you know, you'd be like, yeah, absolutely.
Definitely would, because the second time around, you know.
Yeah.
And also, I need to retain the title of being the oldest contestant ever.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to keep going back every year.
Yeah. So I've got a question for you, Paul. In fact, I've got one for all of you. So if you were a gladiator, what would your alias or nickname be?
What would you be called as a gladiator?
Yeah, what would you be called? Oh, what would your name be? I like the fact that I've asked this question, I've not thought of it.
I would probably say Tiny.
Tiny. Really?
This is a giant. I'll go Tiny.
It's a good one.
Mine would be Scorpion, just basically on my star sign.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't even think of one. Maybe Dynamite or something like that.
Dynamite. Because you look like Dynamite.
Yeah. Thank you.
Better than Zimmer for him, I guess.
Explosive pal in there behind that.
I know you're
bald head.
Yeah, you're bigging me up. Mark. Thank you.
Mine?
Oh, Mark's got one.
I know, and it's just come to me. I got one, and I've got an even
one.
Better
one.
Oh, okay, we'll hear it.
Terra Firma.
Terra Firma.
Because you're not getting me up there. Solid ground for me.
Brilliant.
Did you say you got? Did you think
got another one?
Pocket Rocket.
Pocket Rocket. Yes.
Everybody wants a Pocket Rocket.
That's better.
Yeah.
That's better.
You, Rob. Oh, yeah. I don't know.
We only want one. We don't start.
Yeah,
you know.
No, I don't know. It'd be something like.
You haven't prepped before asking this question, has it?
No. Pace.
Pace.
Because I can be pretty quick. I can run 100 metre sprint, not bad. Put me on long distance, I'm absolutely useless.
Pace. It doesn't roll off your tongue very good though, does it? Gladiator. Pace.
You will go on my first whistle. Oh no, that was the first series, wasn't it? Piss, you will go on my first whistle. It was something like that, weren't it?
You just called yourself Piss.
Well, I thought he said paste to begin with, as in toothpaste. But
So it does bring me on to a question, though, Paul. You mentioned obviously about your age and stuff like that. Obviously, we are all of a certain age around the table. Yep. We don't hide from it. But is working out and being fit, you mentioned that you work out and being fit, obviously you have to be fit to go on a programme like that in the first place. Is it something that you've always done, working out, or is it something that you picked up at later in life?
I've always done it. I've probably trained from being maybe 16.
Right.
We boxed a bit at school, so you football, play at school, decent standards when you leave school. So I've always been into fitness. I've got more into weights probably around 16, and the odd occasion, you know, it's like you join a gym or you start somewhere and you stop, and then the pain you go through when you go back, I got to the point where I won't stop. I do a bit too much, to be fair, but it keeps me alive. So I squash on a Sunday, box on a Sunday morning, yoga in the week, and I train as well. It's not where I do one and that's it.
Have you found that as you've got older, you've found it harder to maintain that level of fitness or the way that you look as you've got older?
It's harder to maintain the way you look, but I try to stay within a couple of kilos of where I feel I'm comfortable. Yeah. Don't mind if I go 2 or 3 kilos over, but then I know I'll rein it in. So I won't go daftly over. And I don't particularly eat 100% healthy, but I watch what I eat.
So have you ever taken your eye off the ball? and gone in an opposite direction where you have gone above that and you have actually put on an amount of weight that goes beyond that and you've gone, whoa.
Well, to be fair, probably without knowing it, because I have a picture on my phone and I've got trousers and I've trained and I thought I look well, the trousers are out here. And that's, and when people, my sister-in-law is always taking the mickey out of me, because she'll say, you didn't realise you were that fat, did you? And in truth, I didn't.
No.
And I've still got them, and you sort of realise, and I say, why didn't somebody tell me?
So obviously you've said that fitness has seems like it's been part of your life for many, many years. So how do you think that we could encourage more people to be a bit more like that? Because I struggle with my weight. I've talked about it in the podcast before, and I've always struggled with my weight since being young. And I went from being really big when I was younger, and I mean really big, yeah, to then being quite skinny, quite small, and then I went through a stage where I was quite into fitness, and then throughout life put my weight back on again. You know, I'm worried about my kids. You know, my kids are at an age of you know, 14, 12 and 10, you know, and trying to get them encouraged into fitness and stuff. What do you think, we talk about obesity crisis and stuff, what do you think we can do to try and get, encourage it more for people to make it a lifestyle choice?
I think you've got to start with, as a group of men here, do things together. Because this is great, I love it, but you could take this out while you're walking. You know, let's go out and walk. We spend 3-4 hours here, the conversation here, talk about your ideas of what you do here, walk. This is great, but everybody's sat down.
You've
offered me a pint, you're on Guinness. And it's comfortable. There's nothing wrong with it. It's comfortable. But you'd have probably got the same enjoyment maybe in the summer walking.
Absolutely.
But not because it's you guys. There's a lot of people like that. Well, it's great day, I'm going to go to the pub.
Yeah.
But the pub's going to be there when it's pissing it down with rain, when you don't want to walk. So I think a lot of it is just people do what they've always done.
Yeah.
But you're only going to get what you've always got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where I don't train like everybody else. Traditional training, somebody will say, do back and biceps, do chest and triceps. Why? I just think, do what you want to do as long as you cover everything. And I just think the hardest bit for people is going to the gym. When you're there, it's enjoyable. My ex-wife, I've trained her today, she's come to the gym with me. She doesn't like the gym, but she realises, I want to get a bit fitter. The hardest bit is getting in the car. When she's there, she does what I do, or there's a group of us. She's got to get down and do it. It's hard work for her. And if she progresses with it, she'll see the benefits. I think it's for you, like you said, your kids, take them out. How old are your kids, if you don't mind this?
14, 12 and 10.
And how long are they on the Xbox?
Well, the 10-year-old boy, a lot, yeah.
I mean, most people have got kids and they've got an Xbox. And I'm going to go a bit controversial here.
Go for it.
I only blame parents.
They're
the only people to blame.
Because
I know John's all right upstairs, he's not bothering anybody.
Know where he is.
We know where he is. He's not out doing anything wrong, but he is doing something wrong.
Become digital babysitters, aren't they? Phones and Xboxes.
You find that, and I don't know, but I can guess, the Lord of a takeaway.
Because
it's convenient. So the takeaway is in the bedroom. I see kids all, and that's the conversation. Because they don't interact with anybody. So the parents, and I'm a parent, it's such an easy life to, you get what you're doing and let them, they're not bothering anybody. We couldn't do that as kids.
No.
We all were out on, I'm a bit older than you guys.
Well, we're not climbing trees.
We were the same.
Kicking a ball against the wall, if you had to.
Kirby. On your bike. Just cycling around streets.
How many kids do you see with a football in the hand walking down the street? How many kids do you really see on a bike?
You can't play Kirby anymore because all Kirbs have been dropped.
So I just think it doesn't have to be a gym.
No.
It literally doesn't have to be a gym. It can be buy a dog, walk the dog. Walking 3-4 times.
Well, I've been saying for a while now. I think I first realised it when I did One Body Athletic, the couple model you know, get yourself in shape, which I know you also did, didn't you, Paul? And it was there that I realised how important getting your steps in was. Yeah. Something that doesn't involve a gym. But at the time when I was losing weight, and I wasn't big, but I was definitely a weight that I felt uncomfortable with, because I've always been quite athletic. Yeah, I've always tended to look after myself. But again, as you said, I let myself go a little bit and I didn't even realise I'd done it. And I looked in the mirror. Well, I remember I got to a point where I said, I'm never buying 32 waist trousers again. I can fit in 30s, I'll put 30s on, and when they get really tight, that's me saying, you better lose some weight because you're getting too big for them. And that's pretty much what happened. So I went to One Body Athletic, and there I really established that steps make such a difference. The fact that I was dieting, counting calories, and I know that's not for everyone, but I was counting calories, and you can see what difference that makes week on week. Yeah. But then when you start adding in steps, my gosh, it's incredible what difference it makes.
Steps are so underrated.
Yeah.
It's unreal. I was the same. I didn't really do steps. I run a bit, and I've done maybe 6 half marathons, 1 full marathon, and I'm not the best runner, but I can stay out and run. My mind says I can run. But when I got to One Body Athletic and said do steps, I'm like, steps? I get there quicker running.
Yeah.
But that slow, that walking pace does make a difference.
Yeah.
And exactly what you said, it's great when you're at One Body. It's hard to recover when you've left One Body Athletics.
Yeah.
Because you think, I don't need steps anymore. But then it starts to go here.
Yeah.
But what I've tended to do, and I've done for a long, long time, if I'm going shopping and buying something, it's just a bit tight, but I like it, I buy it.
I'll get in it. Yeah.
And I remember, I bet 10 years ago, I bought a jacket in Zara in Tenerife. I was like, that's a fasten it, but I could, but that was it. And I've probably wore this jacket. In the 10 years, I've probably only picked it up 5 times. And I've probably only worn it once. From One Body Athletic to now, I've still not worn it, but I can get in it quite comfortable.
Yeah.
So as I've got older, I've got better.
Yeah.
So that's where I tend to... I bought a pair of 28 waist shorts in the summer. Not because I liked them or wanted them. They were £5 from H&M. And I thought, let me try them on, see if they fit. They're my go-to. I've never worn them. I've never took the price tags off them. They're in a box. And when I feel all right today, let's see if they fit. Mm. I try them on.
Yeah.
So I sort of, if I can't zip them up or fasten them, I rein it in.
So there's one thing that you won't know, but Kirk here has done incredibly well. Like, you've been dieting now for how many weeks?
5.
And how much of weight have you lost?
23 pounds.
Wow.
He's done really well, hasn't he, there?
Got a while to go, yeah.
So you're on the right track. Whatever you're doing is working.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, look, I did it before a few years ago, and I lost 5.5 stone in about 11 months. But it was interesting. I was sat listening to you then talking about steps and getting out and stuff like that. And, I was watching what I eat. I changed what I eat. I changed my diet. But then it was actually Mark, in all fairness, that got me into walking.
Yeah.
And as soon as I introduced that walking into my life, it made a difference. It helped the weight loss, but not only did it help the weight loss, it helped with my, mental health a little bit, getting out there.
Yeah.
It also helped with my fitness levels. We were doing some good walks, weren't we?
Yeah, yeah.
And that really, it's stuff that sticks in my head.
Yeah.
We got to a point where I've done the Yorkshire Three Peaks.
Wow.
I've done climbed Ben Nevis, which I never thought I would be able to do.
But, well, you're on your way, aren't you? You're there, because, I mean, I'm fit, I do a lot. I've never climbed Ben Nevis, so I'll take my hat off to you.
It was an interesting bit coming down, weren't it?
It was easier getting him up than it were getting him down, strangely.
But you've got the bug then.
Well, I did have, and that's a lot of things happened in my life. Yeah. Excuses, but it all fell off. It all fell away, and the weight clapped back on, because at the end of the day, I have an unhealthy relationship with food, and that's it. I've got to accept that, and I've got to try and change that. But the biggest thing that made the difference was me getting more active, and it was me getting out there and getting the steps in and stuff like that. Mm. It doesn't always have to be about... I enjoy going to the gym, and like you said, it makes me smile every time someone says it. The hardest thing is getting in the car and making that decision, to go. I mean, you've just had some personal training sessions, haven't you, Mark?
Yeah.
I felt awful.
You think, you know, they went well.
I used to keep like you said. I used to keep fit, but then, you know, you get busy at work, and then you stop doing whatever, and then
life takes over.
Yeah, and then you start to do it again. You're thinking, this didn't used to be this hard. Nope. I didn't used to feel sick working out, and then
it definitely does get as you get older. It definitely does get harder as well.
Yeah.
And I'm not from so much from a fitness point. I know that I probably have a better figure than actually how fit I am. So I probably look fitter than I actually am.
It's muscle memory that for you, though, isn't
it? Yeah. But even that, and that's where I've been going down. I've been trying to just look a little bit more athletically pleasing, if that's the word. Yeah. Summer's coming, going on holiday. I want to just look a little bit better. We're going to France. And in France, where we're going, you can't wear swimming shorts. You've got to wear Speedos. And if I'm wearing Speedos, I need to look good.
You can't run for a bus, but it looks good.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. David Hasselhoff.
There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
But I've noticed that from when I used to train when I was a lot younger, back 17, to now, it's like muscle don't grow as easy.
No.
Things just don't happen. I find myself looking at these younger guys at gym and I think, wow. You don't realise how much easier it is to. Yeah. It's still hard, but how much easier it is, and that must be even more so for yourself.
Oh yeah, because you sort of notice. I notice more now that's a bit. But it's hard to get it right because, you train a lot, but you've got to put so much work in to get the look you want, and it's hard to get.
Yeah.
I don't have a six pack, but yet. Covered up, people go, he looks well. Uncovered up, I look all right.
Yeah.
But you always want what you had.
Yeah.
And trying to maintain the muscle is difficult because you've got to eat the right food.
So I'm feeling guilty as you're talking. I'm breathing in. I'm like thinking, it's like trying to hide this lager.
He's slowly hiding and slowly breathing in.
Breathing in, like thinking, I'm not as fast.
By the end of this episode, we're all sat here with smoothies.
So I've got a question. So you mentioned obviously you do your training and stuff, and you enjoy squash. You also do boxing training. Who's your favourite boxer? Could you pick one?
I'm a Floyd Mayweather fan.
All right.
I think he understood not just being a boxer. He understood the business side of it. Growing up, Sugar Ray Leonard, Chris Eubanks, Nigel Benn, all those guys were warriors. They were real boxers. Warriors.
Yeah.
But as boxing becomes a business, like Floyd Mayweather, it's hit and not be hit and make money and come out with all the faculties.
Yeah.
Joshua, I like. Aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah.
Is he the best? Would he go down, for me, would he go down as one of the great heavyweights of all time? Not for me.
Yeah.
I like him, I have nothing against him, but not for me.
Yeah.
Muhammad Ali would always be, for me, the best.
Yeah.
Sugar, I like flashy boxers.
Yeah.
That put a bit of a show
Prince
on.
Naz.
Prince Naz. Prince Naz.
Strange enough, a strange story this. I used to hang around with Prince Nazim.
Right.
Stay at his house, a few bits. But I met him when I worked in Meadowhall. I used to run a shop in Meadowhall. But I knew who he was, and he came in. He used to come in a lot. We became reasonably good friends through coming in. He once said to me, he wasn't Prince Nazim of how he was, but he was a boxer. And he was very confident, and he said, I'm going to be more famous than Frank Bruno. I'll be more well-known than Frank Bruno. And I said, don't be silly. I said, because everybody... Back then, if you mentioned a boxer, they would say Frank Bruno.
So
I says, everybody would know Frank. It's not, I wouldn't know anybody that wouldn't know him or know the name, just as I'm telling you. And then a bit after, he asked me for a job in the shop because he were bored. Because boxers, as he's coming up, they train in the morning. He's sort of making a name for himself. But what did he do? Because he don't drink, they don't.
Yeah.
So he used to be Meadowhall a lot.
Yeah.
And he said, is there any chance of a job? I says, well, what do you want a job for? You just told me you're going to be more famous than Frank Bruno. I says, surely you don't want a job here. Anyway, and to be fair to him, whether he's more famous, because younger people may know him, but I'd certainly say he's as famous.
Absolutely.
And a great boxer.
Yeah.
Absolute, just a natural talent. Nobody can take that away from him. An absolute natural talent. But I've been out with him quite a few times. I hope he lives in Essex or London else, I don't particularly see him, but yeah, and a good guy.
So I don't think I've ever seen a showman like him. The stuff he used to, even just getting it ring, yeah. like, what? Mm-hmm. Flipping over ropes and stuff, yeah. and just
a little two-step we were doing, weren't it?
Oh, just incredible.
And he knew it.
Yeah. I suppose you've got to pull it off, haven't you? Yeah. But he could pull it off.
I feel like I want to get some, not something out of you, but I feel like it's an opportunity to say for anyone that listens that's around our age, you know, be it in the 40s or even in the 50s, and they're either on a fitness journey, they've just started on a fitness journey, or they're at that point where they know or feel like, I need to do something. Or they're in Kirk's case, where they've lost already a significant amount of weight, yeah. but they might be hitting a stumbling block.
As you will.
What advice could you give to someone?
Yeah.
What advice would you give to try and keep them on track to say, you know, or to go that next hurdle,
would,
if you like?
I would say, the biggest thing, I'd say talk to yourself. Because it's easy, this says, oh, we do tomorrow, or we'll go next week. This has got to say, come on, let's just get there and see how I feel, because if you like the gym, but something's telling you, we'll do it tomorrow. That side's got to say, let's just go and see. Because once you're there, you'll think, I'm glad I've been. I've took so many people to the gym, or they've come to a gym, and I said, listen, just come. And they've said, yeah, but, and I said, just come. And they've come, and they've said, I'm glad I came. Because whatever they're going to do, is still there when they leave the gym.
Yeah.
There's nothing you're doing that's, oh, they've shut gates, you can't go in. Mm-hmm. You're going to be at a pub, or you're going to be chilling at home. It's not going anywhere.
No. Somebody once said to me that stop looking at the big mountain. Stop looking at the big mountain and the big thing, and just make a small decision. You know, he used to say to me that when he used to drive home from work, he used to keep his gym kit in the car. And when he used to drive home from work, he didn't used to have to think about it in the day, am I going to gym, am I not going to gym, or whatever. The only decision he had to make, when he got to a certain roundabout, if he turned left, he was going home, and if he turned right, he was going to gym. Yeah. And that was it. He just brought the decision right down to that one moment, left or right. And that's the only decision he had to make.
And he's right. I take my gym kit to work religiously. If I show you my car, about 4 pair of trainers, my weight training belt, my boxing gloves, my boxing boots, my squash racket, my squash trainers, my running trainers, they never leave my car. I was going up, leave, putting them in the house, what for? Yeah. I drive to the gym, and I've drove where I'm not going to the gym, and I've gone somewhere and something's changed. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to go to the gym. But if I were to go home, I think, well, I'm home now.
Yeah, by keeping them in the car, you've removed a barrier straight away, haven't you?
Every sport activity I do, what I need for that sport does not leave my car. Might smell a bit. Yeah. It doesn't leave my car. I always have a spare top, spare pair of pants, spare pair of socks, and spare pair of shorts in my car. So if no gym today, but something happens, I ain't gonna go home.
Yeah. Blue nose, in 2 years' time, I might be on Gladiators.
I tell you what, I would love to see that. And I don't mean
you
that.
Love to see that too.
I mean, I would, because do you know what? Actually, this is for you, Kirk. Do you, given the fact that you've already lost a significant amount of weight and you're doing brilliant, do you rather than just having this thing of I'm going to lose weight, do you ever think to yourself, I don't just want to lose weight, I want to go back to, you're never going to go back to being 18 again, but I want to go back to having a body that actually, where it involves building a little bit of muscle from going to the gym and just pushing yourself that little bit further than where you've ever aimed before, setting that goal a little bit higher.
I wouldn't say that I'm overly, or I've overly thought about what like shape I want my body or anything like that, but I have certainly, and again it's going back to what we were talking about before about when I used to go walking and stuff like that, when I first started going walking with Mark, he took me on what would be classed as a relatively easy walk, and I really struggled. I really, really struggled. You know, I had to stop. I thought I was going to throw up at one bit.
I thought you were going to have an heart attack.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so when I look back at that and compare that to doing the Yorkshire Three Peaks, or you know, and how I felt when I finished the Yorkshire Three Peaks. I mean, don't get me wrong, they finished it in a faster time than I did. But I finished it, and I never thought I would. I mean, halfway up the first mountain, you know, I didn't think I'd get up one, never mind all three. And then take that to climbing up and down Ben Nevis. That's where I want to be. So it's not just about the weight loss. It's I want to be fitter. I want to be able to go, right, I'm going for a walk, or do you know what? Yeah, I'd love to try and do the Yorkshire Three Peaks again and do it in a bit of a faster time. Or I'd love to be able to interact a little bit more with, you know, work as an annual football tournament. You know, I don't do it because
you know, I can't run, I can't, you know.
I have a question.
Yes,
of course. How did you feel when you finished the Three Peaks, as in yourself, not about knackered, or how did it make you feel?
Oh, I'll be honest with you, Paul, I don't mind. I shed a tear because I'd never thought I'd be able to do it. I never thought, from the moment we first started doing that, and I mean, Mark will tell you, we weren't even halfway up the first mountain, were we?
No.
And I was ready for jacking in. I was ready for turning around and walking back because I'd got it in my head. I couldn't do it.
That's normal.
I couldn't
though,
do it. And Mark, in all fairness, literally, practically pushed me up that first hill. He literally said to me, I am not letting you not do this first one. If you want to quit after the first one and you want to go back to the campsite, that's absolutely fine. But I am not letting you give up on this first one. And I carried on, and then I carried on, and then I carried on. And when I finished that, I did shed a tear because I realised something in myself.
Yeah.
That it's all in your head.
Yeah.
Self-belief, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did it say how much weight have you lost from, I don't know how long you've been?
Oh, so literally, back then, when I'm talking about that, back then, I'd lost 5.5 stone, but then I put it all back on. So this time round, I started towards the end of January. And so I've had five or six weigh-ins, and I've lost 23 pound.
Okay. How did that make you feel?
Yeah, amazing. But the problem is I'm not very good at celebrating myself, because people will say to me, you know, and I do appreciate it goes a long way when someone says, oh, that's brilliant, that Kurt, well done, or whatever. But what I tend to do is I tend to go, yeah, but I've got another 5 stone to go. Do you know what I mean? That in my head, I kind of go, well, yeah, that's great, I've lost nearly 2 stone, but I want to lose another 5 or 6 stone. So therefore, I tend to go, well, yeah, it's all
right. And that's looking at the mountain.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we've just all met and known Rob before, but all of you seem very confident.
Mm. Yeah.
But yet you say you don't celebrate. Mm. I celebrated and I lost.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to a TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, am I different? I don't think I am, but then I think I am. Because I only have my glass full. I don't do this half full off. Just have a full of it in.
Yeah.
And not everybody's as full, but you've got a lot to be great about. You've done Three Peaks. You've lost how much weight. Mm. But yet, you're looking at, which is not a bad thing, but I've got this to lose. Mm. You've come a hell of a long way. Mm. That should be celebrated. Yeah. Not with a pint.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll do that for you.
Yeah.
Time at the bar, please.
Paul, listen. Been an absolute pleasure, mate. Thank you so much for coming and joining us.
I've really enjoyed it.
It was a bit different for us as well.
I really enjoyed it.
It might be different for you, but it was different for us and different for
us. It's been like therapy for us.
I'm going for a joke.
Where's my dumbbell? It was certainly a lot quieter and a bit more relaxing this episode, right?
Yes.
Compared to what we last
one. No, I've got to enjoy it. To be fair, in truth, it's probably what most friends need.
Yes.
Yeah.
We didn't see each other prior to we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, didn't we?
Yeah.
Prior to this, we neglected each other. We never made time for each other.
Always an excuse.
Too busy. And we've set this up, and now we have to stay on schedule to get out the podcasts and whatnot. And it's the best thing we've ever done. Right? It is for me.
I'd say so. What you guys have got, and I know a lot of people, you don't get this.
No. All we need to do now is start walking and doing it, don't we?
Yeah. That's right.
So here's a question then. So if we decide to do Three Peaks...
Count me in.
Are you coming, yeah?
Count me in.
Brilliant.
I think you're good guys.
Bless you.
And
thank you.
We think you're a good guy too.
Thank you. And you've probably learnt me something. I don't know what.
But on that note, it's been a pleasure.
There's one last question I want to ask Paul.
All right.
Okay. From watching it on Gladiators, right. Am I right in thinking, Paul, that you know all the words to the Rapper's Delight?
Yes.
I know. I
missed it on day. I missed it.
If only we had a Barbara studio, we could have been.
So, I don't know if you want to rap to us, but you do know. I don't know if you want to do it for us, Paul, for all our listeners. I'll put you on the spot.
I'll do you a bit of it.
Okay, yeah, I'll do a bit. Just treat us.
Now, what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. I got me, my group, and my friends. We're going to try to move your feet. Well, I am Wonder Mike, and I'd like to say hello to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, the purple, and yellow. But first, I got to bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie, set up, jump, the boogie to the bang, bang. Let's rock. You don't stop. up to the rim that makes you stop. Yes. 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 I went wrong somewhere. But
thank you, thank you, Paul, for that. Brilliant. Thank you.
And
thank
on
you,
that note, boys, yeah. We'll see you next week.
See you, Paul. Bye bye.
Do you have a dilemma? Maybe a burning question you're longing to be answered? Or you just want to get in touch with us? Why not drop us a voice note or a message over email at inthechat@gmail.com? That's two N's, not one N, because one N, it doesn't matter. inthechat@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you.